For centuries, since the early days of the Roman Catholic Church, priests have been required to be unmarried in order to emulate Christ. But a shortage of priests in remote places has the church now considering allowing married men to be ordained. That proposal and others will be taken up by bishops who are at the Vatican for a three-week meeting on environmental issues facing the Amazon. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
The first pope from Latin America has made the fate of the planet one of his signature issues. He called the meeting, known as a synod, to address the ecological, social, and spiritual needs of the Amazon's indigenous peoples. Their rainforests are ravaged by fires and deforestation, often caused by agribusiness, miners, and loggers. Father Peter Hughes, an Irish missionary in the region, stresses the link between Francis's 2015 document on the environment and Amazon people's spiritual link with nature.
People of the Amazon, as we all know, have their own vision, their own cosmovision of reality, where all of life is interconnected. This mantra of interconnectedness that the Pope underlines is the bedrock of his spirituality and of Christian spirituality.
In addition to 185 bishops, mostly from the Amazon region, synod participants include scientists and environmentalists. Carlo Petrini, founder of the Slow Food Movement, says the great novelty of this synod is that indigenous peoples will be the teachers, Catholic priests the students.
This is revolutionary. For centuries in that region, the cross went hand in hand with the sword, destroying local cultures and spirituality. Now it's the priests who must go through a process of enculturation, not the Amazon peoples. And Catholic conservatives are screaming heresy.
Some of the Pope's opponents charged that the synod's working document was inspired by pagan anti-Christian ideas. But one of the main organizers, Brazilian Cardinal Claudio Humes, says it's the result of an unprecedented two-year listening exercise with 87,000 people across the nine countries of the Amazon basin.
It's the voice of the local church of the Amazon, of its people, its history, and also the voice of its land.
The most controversial proposal concerns the shortage of priests that deprives the faithful of attending Mass for many months. The working document suggests the possibility of ordaining older married men highly respected in their communities. If approved, this would be an exception to the rule of priestly celibacy. But conservatives liken this to a rejection of the Catholic religion. Criticism of the synod is coming also from another side.
It seems to me that the purpose of the synod will be missed.
Sister Simone Campbell, leader of the Nuns on a Bus campaign advocating social justice, says its goal is to improve the quality of the church in a region.
And what I discovered, that yet again, the voices of the women who are the principal ministers in the Amazon region, well, we're going to be small in representation, but absolutely nothing in a vote.
The Vatican points out that more women are participating, 35 female experts and nuns, than in any previous synod. Sister Simone still hopes that as it gets underway, rules could be adjusted to treat women as full participants, like men, with the right to vote. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.